plans to reopen the Early Intervention Autism Centre in Garum have progressed, apparently. The centre is expected to reopen and it will be run by Communities at Work. The CEO is Leslie Jordan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Leon.
The Early Intervention Autism Centre was previously run by an outfit called AEIOU, and apparently they ran into financial difficulties, and so that's why the centre closed. What's happened now to allow it to reopen?
So over the last 5-6 months, we've been working closely with the John James Foundation and the ACT government to get the appropriate licences and approvals in place for us to run it as an early learning centre. So that's all. We've jumped through all those hoops. We've got Commonwealth funding through the childcare subsidy. And so we're now in a position to reopen the doors in partnership with John James Foundation and Capital Region Community Services.
Fantastic. This will be great news for the families that previously relied on the service, won't it?
Absolutely. We've had families that when the service closed, it closed overnight. And so many of those families have had to have significant changes in their life to keep their child at home because they've been unable to find appropriate care in the community. So they're quite desperate for us to reopen our doors, and we've already got 8 families wanting us to open ASAP.
So the plan at this stage is to open in September. That's not very far away, is it? What do you need to do in order to prepare for the opening?
So we will open with limited places. We're opening through the generosity of the John James Foundation, who have provided us with some small seating grants to get the doors open. Initially will be a trial until we can secure additional funding from ACT government to ensure a sustainable model is able to be developed over the next 2 years. The current funding for these services is inadequate because of the high needs of these children. They need additional teachers. So because of the staffing ratios, it's not currently viable with the current just parent fees and childcare subsidy alone. So we're looking to the government to provide us with additional funding so that we can open all 40 places.
It is an essential service, though, isn't it, for families that do face the challenge of supporting a child with autism? Some very difficult behaviours that need to be managed, aren't they?
Absolutely. So for these families, they need their children to be in a specialised service that has staff that are trained to deal with their needs and have the appropriate assessments, learning plans, and obviously the specialised staff that go along with that to ensure these children get the best start in life.
Okay. If there are any families listening that have that sort of circumstance in their home and they have not previously enjoyed the services that were provided at that location before, can they get more information? Where can they find out about what might be available to them when the centre reopens?
So they can either go to the Communities at Work website, or alternatively, they can email Garran, E-L-I-C, so that's G-A-R-R-A-N-E-L-I-C, at comsatwork.org, and we can put them into the system and be in contact with them and provide them with further details as the centre opens.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for chatting today.
Thank you so much, Leon. Appreciate that.
Thank you. That's Leslie Jordan, the CEO at Communities at Work, and the centre is expected to open up in September. No exact date announced just yet, but hopefully all being well, that will be the case. It's right about 4:29, and News Update is next. Save us.